Next, a political crisis in the European nation of Spain. The government of Catalonia, a region of Spain, says its people have earned the right to independence. It says 90% of those who voted in a controversial referendum on Sunday were in favor of splitting off from Spain. But turnout was 42% of Catalans. Spain's government had banned the vote, and police raided polling stations, pulling voters away and confiscating ballot boxes. Catalan officials say almost 900 people were injured in violence during the referendum. They've called on the European Union to step in and mediate the crisis. But the EU, which spoke out against the violence, has sided with the Spanish government in calling the Catalan vote illegal. The EU says it trusts Spain's president to manage the issue. More details on the vote and the responses to it are in yesterday's show at CNN10.com. Staying in Europe, but moving north. It's not the first time an airline has gone out of business, but this is the first time that one this big suddenly collapsed and canceled all of its flights. The carrier is Monarch Airlines. It's been around since the 1960s, giving budget flights around Europe and the Mediterranean. And its failure affects 110,000 people stuck without a flight home to the UK and 750,000 booked on future flights. It's the third European airline to go out of business since August. More competition, a shortage of pilots, and terrorist attacks in some destination countries have all factored in.
Disruption is inevitable. That's something that no traveler ever wants to hear, but that's exactly what the UK government is saying is bound to happen now that Monarch Airlines is non-functional. The UK is essentially setting up its own temporary mini airline to go and get the people who are in various countries who are supposed to come back to the UK today and in the following weeks. And take a look at this incredible statement from the head of the authority that's now overseeing these flights, Chris Grayling, saying, quote, "That is why I have immediately ordered the country's biggest ever peacetime repatriation to fly about 110,000 passengers who could have otherwise been left stranded abroad." Now, the UK government is telling those people, do not go to the airport. They want those folks to go to a new temporary website replacing the previous Monarch Airlines website.